Tantor Audio presents When Shadows Fall by J.T. Ellison. Narrated by Joyce Bean. Prologue.
Someone is following me. I hear the footsteps coming closer, quiet on the thick, wet leaves of the forest floor. I duck behind a white pine tree, then realize it's big enough to hold my weight and scramble upward, hands pulling me into the branches, where I cling to the trunk like a monkey, praying they haven't seen me. The steps stop, but the forest isn't tricked. The birds are silent as the grave, the squirrels frozen in their perches. They know evil has come to their world. My breath is too loud. Sweat is prickling on my brow. I see the blood then, on my hands, his blood, and swallow hard against the sudden spike of nausea. He is gone. He is gone, and now I am alone. Tears drip down my face, fall off my chin. I swipe my jaw against my shoulders so they don't splatter onto the leaves below and draw attention to my hiding place. A starling bursts from the brush 15 feet to my left and startles me. I nearly fall out of the tree, but hang on. Even my fingers know the danger of letting go. This dance, inextricably tying us together, is entering its final moments. They have come for me. I will not let them take me alive.
Friday. A human being is only breath and shadow. Sophocles. You are a human being, and so you must honor thy mother. She is the life of all things, the soul of your breath, your stars, your moon, the bringer of air, the guide of the tides. I am your mother, your breath, your sight, and your feelings. Honor not me.